Wet, cool weather in May has Utah in a good place heading into the warmer months of the year.
We are much improved and we are a whole lot happier.
After several years of drought, May seemed abnormally wet, but Utah Snow Survey Supervisor Randy Julander says it was right on average.
Average is good. We really like it at this particular point. And you know, reservoir storage-wise, we're at 64% of capacity, which is good. Still have more stream flow coming in. We've been able to minimize outflows on our reservoirs because it's been a little cool, it's been a little bit wet, we've had some good rains exactly where they needed. And so from that aspect, we've kind of minimized the outflow, maximized our inflow, and our reservoir storage is doing exceptionally well.
While the timing and intensity of spring storms help keep snow from melting too early, we're now looking at a rapid warm-up heading into this weekend. Julander says that means the snow in the mountains will be melting fast.
What we've seen is that all of the low and the mid-elevation watersheds have already peaked. And that's most of those peaked somewhere during the middle of April. It's the higher elevation watersheds like the Provo, the Weber, the Bear, a lot of the watersheds on the Uinta Mountains, those very high ones, they are either peaking right now or will be peaking in this next week, especially with the high temperatures coming. And then they'll decline very rapidly from there.
So should you worry about flooding? Julander doesn't think so.
Unless we get some very extenuating circumstances, we're pretty much out of the woods on that one. It takes some really high intensity kinds of precipitation events to make any kind of flooding happen at this point.
We're keeping an eye on your weather every day with live updates along with traffic every 10 minutes on the nines.
We've liked it cooler and wetter.
Yeah, you know, and you think back, I've seen some posts on Facebook about 1983.
And oh, how I know. The floods.
Yeah,
the State Street floods.
You know, we went from heavy snow in the middle of May to all of a sudden temperatures in the 90s by June, and that's what sent it all coming down. So
yeah,
at least we're not there.
Happen.
Yeah,
yes.
That's right.